Devolution. Education Cabinet Secretary Ezekiel Machogu assured residents of Migori County that the government's transformative agenda in the fourth medium-term plan, MTPIV, of the Vision 2030 would enhance their lives through three critical pillars, social, economic and political development. While unveiling the fourth MTP held at Migori Teachers Training College, Machogu and accompanied by Migori County government officials and local residents, reiterated that the government will ensure free and compulsory education and healthcare in the region through the social development pillar. Left to right, Principal Secretary Social Protection Joseph Motari, Cabinet Secretary for Education Ezekiel Machogu, Migori Deputy Governor Joseph Mahiri and Migori County Secretary Dr. Oscar Olama. He said this against the backdrop of the disruption of lives, schools and healthcare systems caused by the recent floods experienced across the country, with Nyatike region in Migori being among the most affected. As a government, we are still working on restoring schools that were affected by floods to ensure they are operational. We will continue to improve them and the entire education system to align with our development agenda, he said. Machogu outlined the government's plans to stimulate local economies by aligning the priorities of the national government with Migori County government. The CS also said the government is working on strategies to create job opportunities and improve agricultural practices among sugarcane farmers in Owendo and Ariri sub-counties. Over the next 5 years, we will focus on ensuring timely payment of sugarcane farmers, a move to ensure increased profitability of the crop and to improve the livelihoods of farmers, said the CS. He emphasized that while the agenda focused more on the social and economic pillars, the government aimed to promote pluralistic politics that is not based on ethnicity or the culture of personality cults. Apart from championing economic and social development, we also want to challenge ourselves to uphold the ideal democratic rather than ethnic or personality-based politics, he added.